Execution is the strategy. How leaders achieve maximum results in minimum time. Author Laura Stack. Strategy planning is so yesterday. Strategy planning used to be a leisurely process, hidebound and bureaucratic. Managers saw it as something mysteriously created by senior executives and outside consultants. But this process doesn't work well anymore. Today, leaders lean more on their team members to help them make solid, reliable decisions on how to best execute the objectives that advance the ultimate organisational strategy. That's why execution is the strategy. You can't strategize your way to greatness, you execute your way there. This book shows you how to quickly drive strategic initiatives and get great results from your team. You will learn how to arm your troops more effectively and execute strategy on the front lines. The four premises of strategy. The strategy needed to foster execution is mainly based on four basic premises. 1. Interdependency. Understanding how goals, strategies, and tactics interrelate can be confusing. 2. Fluidity. As a leader, you must be specific in articulating your strategy and definition of what constitutes success. 3. Speed. In response to the speed of change in the business environment, workplace strategy needs to evolve much faster now than in the past. 4. Validity. To quickly implement great ideas, you must do these two things well. Identify the strategic priorities that will drive the business forward. Take action on them quickly by leveraging your people and resources. Four keys to efficient strategic execution. For leaders to execute strategy efficiently, four crucial factors must be in place. Without these elements, execution can fail. These factors are summed up in the LEAD formula that consists of leverage, environment, alignment, and drive. This formula represents the real-world implementation of interdependency, fluidity, speed, and validity. Formula number 1, leverage. This concept of leverage fits well in the workplace, where applying it can facilitate smooth strategic execution. An efficient organization is one that operates with leverage already in place. Depending on the strength of your strategy, the leverage created can move the object, which is your organization. When you have the right people in the right roles and the right tools in place, the leverage gained makes implementing your strategy priorities far easier. Maximize your input force. Today's leader must be a partner with his people, not a boss. The intelligent leader delegates his authority as effectively and as widely as possible, encouraging both risk-taking and creativity. That allows the team to transform the organization from within. Barking orders isn't communication. Once trust becomes a permanent part of your methodology, your biggest challenge would be how to communicate priorities to those on your team. This may require different levels of communication. Listen. Start taking the options of your teammates seriously. Talk. Get to know your team members on a personal level so you can understand their motivations. Let go. Leadership isn't about retaining every bit of power. Strengthen the beam. To strengthen the beam of your organizational lever, you need to put the right people in place, armed with the right skills needed to execute in the moment. Leaders tend to build their teams around high performers, the quantum leapers, who achieve up to 10 times greater results than the average worker. Train to maintain the strain. A beam can break if it lacks sufficient strength. For starters, don't ask an employee to do something he's incapable of or untrained to do. Ideally, training should be goal-orientated and used in conjunction with mentoring. Provide the necessary training to overcome any limitations. Improve the fulcrum. When you use the right size, height, and position for your fulcrum, you'll be able to get more leverage from your system. Equipping your team with the right tools, such as computers, software, and the internet, can strengthen their leverageability. As a leader, you should give your employees the permission to connect into the system. Get in touch with the reality of how employees operate today. People don't turn off their private lives when they walk through the work door. Similarly, they don't stop thinking about work while at home either. In order to have a strong fulcrum, you can search for better ways to align your team's efforts with the overall organisational objectives. Foster productivity. To succeed, a business must make as much money as it can and save as much money as possible. In order to do this, you can either reduce staff or foster productivity. Since the first option can have potential damage on the organisation, the other one is the best option. Foster the productivity of your employees by eliminating unnecessary tasks, reining in unproductive behaviour, focusing on high-value tasks, upgrading software for additional functionality, purchasing faster computers, reducing interruptions, and allowing your team the freedom to execute. If done correctly, you won't have to make bone-deep cuts in staff, salary, benefits, and quality. Environment. Effective execution depends on establishing a productive, supportive work environment. The leader's role is to encourage an organisational culture in which employees take initiatives to align themselves with overriding strategic goals. Shape the culture. Workplace culture largely depends on the unwritten ground rules and the attitudes of the members of that culture. One of the strongest drivers of employee engagement is an employee's relationship with his manager. Encourage change hardiness. You and your team must understand and respond to ever-accelerating change. Help your team recognise and accept that change is inevitable, like it or not. But when you inspire the proper attitude about change, your people will react positively when it occurs. Start with these three basic tactics. Focus on the benefits. Reframe the challenge as an opportunity. Phase it in gradually. Spark innovative thinking. While the business environment requires a certain level of built-in routine to function, that doesn't mean you cannot have creative fun at work. Ensure engaged employees. Engagement is critical for execution. An engaged employee is one who's enthusiastic and fully involved with his job and organisation. He has pride in what he is doing and where he works. To create an environment in which people can execute efficiently, provide multiple mechanisms for team members to give and receive feedback, get course correction. This leads us to the management by walking around style. Rather than spending time in an office, managers better wander around the workplace, visiting team members and talking with them about their work-related concerns. Alignment. Alignment means your strategic priorities and the day-to-day operations of your team are synchronized. Their tactics are carrying out your strategies. Drive. Your greatest importance as a leader lies in clearing the way forward for your team members. Your team must drive, push, move, and speed towards the goal with a sense of urgency. You're there to help them maintain the momentum. Remove obstacles from the path. Efficiency is achieving maximum productivity with minimum wasted effort, time, and expense. Time, in particular, is the most costly component of human capital. One way to make everyone speed up is to discover and eliminate any obstacles that prevent team members from moving quickly. Eliminate time wasters. One big time waster you must work to trim is slow decision making. The ability to consistently make speedy decisions lies at the heart of any productivity initiative. Decide your best course of action and implement it without delay. Pull your team out of the mud. No doubt you've dedicated yourself to constantly refining your time management skills, blocking distractions and trimming task lists. This requires you to cautiously consider each decision before you make it. But if taken too far, trying to prepare for every possible contingency can result in the paralysis of analysis realize that execution is the strategy. To strive in today's business world, you cannot dictate how to execute strategic priorities. Only those who execute it can. Hard work and high-speed action don't matter when they're pointed in the wrong direction or poorly executed. As a leader, you are still responsible for clarifying goals and organizing the strategy, so people know what they're shooting for. Make them accountable for their results, offer the right rewards, and allow them to adopt flexible operational plans to fit the current reality.